Foreign Service Institute. Reading Lao, a programmed introduction. Tape 19, frame 620. Read this sentence.
Bida cha pai.
What does it mean? It means father will go. Now read the first word in the next line.
Get.
Now the next word.
Or.
And the last.
Da.
You remember what
get
means, but how about
or da?
It means to treat the eyes. Now read the sentence on the next line.
Bit da, jap bua ta get.
It means father will treat the sheep's eyes. Now, can you write the Lao for this English sentence in the space below? Father will go treat the sheep's eyes. Now read the answer.
Bida cha pai pua ta get.
Frame 621. Read this word.
Pai.
What does it mean? Right, it means to go. Now read sentence number one.
Bị đá chất dầu già, phải bùa ta kết.
Now look back at sentence number one. And notice particularly the position of
by
in the sentence. It comes after
yao ya,
but before
bua ta.
Can you translate this sentence? It means father will prepare the medicine and go treat the sheep's eyes. Now I'll read sentence number two.
Bị đá chạy bay dầu già bùa ta kết.
What does it mean? It means father will go fix the medicine to treat the sheep's eyes. Now go back and look at the position of
by
in this second sentence. You will notice that it comes before
yao ya.
So you see that the indication is that father is going someplace to fix the medicine. In the first sentence, look at it again. Father is going to fix the medicine and then go someplace to treat the sheep's eyes. Listen as the two sentences are read in sequence. Number one.
Bị đá cho dầu già phải bùa ta kết.
Number two.
Bị đá cho phải dầu già bùa ta kết.
Frame 622. Read this group of words.
Get to them.
What does it mean? If you said your sheep is black, you are correct. Or if you said the black sheep, You are correct. If
to
is considered to be a possessive pronoun meaning your, then the correct response is your sheep is black. But if
to
is taken to be the classifier for
get,
then the correct answer is the black sheep. Only the context these words occur in can tell you which interpretation of to choose. Now read the next two words.
Tam ka to.
What does it mean? It means to bump into a stump. Now read the next two words.
Ta cho.
You remember what
ta
means, don't you? Right, it means I.
Jo
means to swell or to be swollen. So,
ta jo
means swollen eyes. Now read the whole sentence.
Get to dam. Tam ka to ta cho.
Listen again.
Get to dam. Tam ka to ta cho.
What does it mean? The black sheep bumped into the stump and his eyes became swollen. You will observe by looking at the sentence again that there is no word in the sentence for an. It could have been put in after
tam ka to,
but it is not necessary. Frame 623. Now read the part of A which is outside of the parentheses.
Get to dai.
What does it mean? It means which sheep. This noun phrase is, as you know, only the subject of the sentence given. Now read part B, which is the answer to the question in part A.
To dam.
What does it mean? The black one. Now read the noun phrase at the top of the next page.
Get to dai.
It means which sheep. Now read the example below it, which is considered to be an answer to the question above.
Get to dam.
What does it mean? It means the black sheep. If you left off
get
and read
to dam
alone, what would its meaning be? Right, the black one. As you can see from these examples, when the head noun is followed by classifier plus demonstrative
dai
or classifier plus modifier
dam,
the meaning of the noun phrase is definite and singular. Frame 624. Read the question.
To kua get dai.
What does it mean? It means, which sheep did you feed? Since there is no classifier after
get
and before
dai,
this is interpreted as plural. Now read the answer.
Get dam.
What does it mean? The black ones. How do you know this noun phrase is plural rather than singular? B. because the classifier for
get to
is missing. To give you a better idea about what is meant by the terms specific and general, there's a diagram at the bottom of the page. As you see there, when we're talking about cats in general, we say a cat for the singular, but cats for the plural. On the other hand, when we are being specific, we say the cat for singular and the cats for plural. Frame 625. You are familiar with this symbol.
To-on.
It is called
to-on.
When it was introduced to you, it was placed between two consonants, as shown here, and it was considered to be a vowel. Here we are dealing with
to-on
as a mid-class initial consonant. Frame 626.
To-on
is written the same way, whether it is a consonant or a vowel. You start at the lower left side with a tiny counterclockwise circle, then proceed on around, down, and up, finishing with a large loop at the top. Copy it three times as it is read.
To-on. To-on. To-on.
Check your work. Frame 627. Incidentally, English has at least one letter which is sometimes a vowel and sometimes a consonant. Compare by with y as a vowel with yes with y as a consonant. Frame 628.
To-on
has a name,
to-on,
but it has no pronunciation as a consonant. It is sometimes called the silent consonant. Frame 629. Since all words in written Lao begin with a consonant letter, but some words are pronounced with an initial vowel,
to-on
serves as the initial letter in Lao words that begin with initial vowel sounds. Frame 630. Look at this Lao word and listen to its pronunciation.
Ah.
Although this word is pronounced
ah,
it is written
to-on sara ah.
Frame 631. Now write this word as it is spelled.
To-on sara ah. To-on.
Check your answer. It is clear that although
to-on
is the initial letter in this word, it is not pronounced. Frame 632. Now write this word as it is pronounced.
Ah. Ah. Ah.
Check your answer. Did you remember to put
to-on
at the beginning? Frame 633. Look at these words and listen to their pronunciation. Number one.
E.
Number two.
U.
Number three.
Eh.
Number four.
O.
Number five.
On.
Number six.
On.
Number seven. Number eight.
Yeah.
Number nine.
What?
Number 10.
I.
Number 11.
Ow.
Number 12. Frame 634. Pronounce these words after the tape. Number 1. Number 2. Number 3. Number 4.
Ao.
Number 5.
What?
Number 6. Number 7. Number 8.
Or.
Number 9.
Ooh.
Number 10.
Aw.
Number 11.
I.
Number 12.
Yeah.
Frame 635. Go back and read frame 633. Number 1.
E.
Number 2.
O.
Number 3.
E.
Number 4.
Four.
Number 5. Number 6. Number 7. Number 8.
Yeah.
Number 9.
What?
Number 10.
I.
Number 11.
Ow.
Number 12. Frame 636. Write these words as they are read to you. Number 1. Number 2.
Ow.
Number 3.
I.
Number 4.
What?
Number 5.
Yeah.
Number 6. Number 7. Number 8. Number 9.
Or.
Number 10.
Eh.
Number 11.
อุ
Number 12.
E.
Check your answers by looking at frame 633. This frame is the same as that one, except this one is in reverse of that one. Frame 637. Listen to these pairs of words.Number one,
OD.
Number two,
RI.
Number three,
AOJ.
Number four,
PAI.
Frame 638, repeat after the tape. Number one,
AOJ.
Number two,
OD.
Number three,
PAI.
Number four,
RI.
Frame 639. Go back and read.Frame 637. Number one.
OD.
Number two.
RI.
Number three.
AOJ.
Number four.
PAI.
Frame 640. Write these pairs of words as you hear them read on the tape. Number one.
RI.
Number two.
AOJ.
Number three,
OD.
Number four,
PAI.
Check your answers.Frame 641. Repeat after the tape. Number one.
จะเอาไป
Number two.
อย่าไอ้อา
Number three.
เอาเบีย
Frame 642. Read. Number one.
Ya ai a.
Number two.
Ya au pai.
Number three.
Au kua pai.
Frame 643. Write these words as you hear them read on the tape. Number one.
เอาเกลือไป
Number two.
เอาเบียร์
Number 3.
Ya ai a.
This is the end of tape 19. Reading Lao, a programmed introduction, Foreign Service Institute.